And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Day, and I have my good colleague here, Robert. How are you?
Very good, Sherry. Thank you. Glad to be here. Good afternoon.
Yeah, are we ready to have a fun?
We're ready for Chamber Day.
Yeah, we've got Chamber Day, and we've got some great guests today. We've got our friends from Farmers Insurance, LGCY Power, Immaculate Auto Detail, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it sure is, Sherry.
And you're here to introduce our first guest today.
Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest is from Farmers Insurance, Mr. Mike Biddle. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Welcome,
glad to
Mike.
Be here.
We're glad to have you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before you dive into the Farmers Insurance part of it.
I'm a recovering Californian. originally from Seal Beach, California. I've been in the Prescott area now for about 26 years. So I've, you know, renounced my California citizenship. And, California's a good place to be from, I'll say that.
I don't think I've ever heard that, recovering California.
Yeah, I like that.
That's kind of a new one.
Yeah.
But I like where your wife's recovering from.
Oh, yes. She's, you know, Miss Michigan.
Yes.
Another recovering Michigander. A lot of those
like
here,
that.
Too.
Yes.
Well, we're glad to have you in Prescott.
You know, I'm glad to be here. It's, as we all know, Prescott's a great place.
It sure is. So how did you get into Farmers Insurance? When we were talking before we got started, you mentioned that you started took over the office in April?
Correct. Yeah. I acquired the agency in April. It was an existing agency. It used to be the Kuno agency, which is a long time. The family's been around forever. And I kind of joke I should change my name to Kuno and claim fourth generation ownership. But, I purchased the agency back in April. So actual closing date was April 1st, which I'm not sure if that's somehow symbolic or appropriate or says anything, but prior to that, I was out of the workforce for a couple of years due to a little. I was diagnosed with cancer. So
okay, sorry for that.
Yeah, so then was kind of once I got the green light that hey, you're going to live and need to get back into the workforce. So that's so I went ahead and acquired a Farmers Insurance agency, and here we are.
Wonderful. And how is business?
It's good. The learning curve for me was a little steep because I was real, new to the insurance industry. And, so I kind of jumped in with both feet and, initially started out, didn't really have any staffing and whatever, and buying an existing book of business. I had clients who were, used to being, catered to. So I had a lot to learn and not much time to do it. So.
Really? Yeah. But it sounds like it's going well for you.
Yeah. It's going well now.
Right now. And I think having an insurance company is kind of a cool thing because you're there to really help people. I mean, you're their person when they're in need of something.
Yeah.
And you're also there to protect their assets.
Yeah, literally.
Yes.
That's one thing, why you have an agent, especially a local agent, is, people call up, they talk to me or they'll talk to Eric or whatever. It's, whereas, if you call 1-800-INSURANCE or insurance.com, you get, a call center. You don't have that personal connection with somebody and, they don't know you. You don't know them. And every time you call, it's a different person. And it's personalized service. And that's, we pretty much, however you want to, work it, that's what we'll do.
Wonderful. Well, a question I have is, do you have any, tips to our listeners, in regards to insurance, something that kind of sticks out for you that you might want to share with our audience?
One thing is a lot of people, they, especially with auto insurance, legally you have to have auto insurance, but, the state minimums are only, $15,000, $30,000, which those limits haven't been raised since, I believe, the 70s. And really most people have assets far in excess of that. And so a lot of people are really underinsured. And that's, we can, walk you through and kind of explain that to you. But it's, it's kind of shocking how many people run around, really underinsured. It's because, we do see these lawyers that advertise on TV. And, So, you can kind of guess what the outcome could be if things go badly for you. And
I think underinsured is a key word. And, I think a lot of times we're always looking to, quote, save money or cut curves or, that sort of thing. But what I've learned through experience is what you don't want to do is be underinsured when something happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually when you find out you don't have what you should have had.
Oh, yeah. That's, unfortunately, it's a little late in the game to
And you learn the lessons the hard way. So what all do you carry at your agency?
Well, that's one great thing about, my agency in particular and then Farmers in general is really there's, no lines of business we don't write. We do, the things people think of, auto and home. But we also do, you know, renter's policies, umbrella policies, also, which is, you know, life insurance, and then there's also other financial products, annuities. And then we will write, you know, like, say, a lot of insurers won't necessarily insure, like, maybe mobile homes, manufactured homes.
Mm-hmm.
They may not do commercial insurance, but we do all those things as well. So it's a, you know, really, like, I, you know, I don't want to sound cocky or arrogant, but there's not really any business that we can't write.
Wonderful. So you do commercial as well?
Correct.
And all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I know how important umbrellas are, especially if people are volunteering in or involved in a nonprofit organization. It's always good to have that umbrella in addition to everything else that you have going on.
Yeah, and umbrella policies are, I mean, you know, where else can you buy $1 million+ of coverage for, you know, it's very reasonable.
Yeah, a couple $100.
Oh, yeah, it's, you know. So it's, you know, we really like, you know, push those and make, say it's, you know, we can kind of walk through an exercise and show people, you know, what your exposure is. But, you know, really, like I said, for, you know, less than $300, you could pick up, I mean, where else can you buy $1 million of insurance coverage for,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of a price? So it's a, you know, great add-on. And, you know, say it's, unfortunately, you don't want to learn from experience. So.
Right. Yeah. That's usually how people find out that they didn't have the right coverage. Do you recommend checking in with your insurance person, you know, to have a tune-up annually or, you know?
Yeah, we call the Farmers Friendly Review, and ideally we'd like to do those, you know, at a minimum annually. And that's actually when I first acquired the agency, I kind of wanted an excuse to kind of meet everybody, at least, you know, in theory I wanted to meet everybody face-to-face. That's not always geographically possible, but, you know, it can be done over the phone, but we'd really have, you know, like to come into the office or on occasion, too. I can go out in the field, too. I mean, I'll, you know, come to your home or place of business, and we can do it there as well and kind of just run through your insurance portfolio and see where you are and, you know, see if there's any changes, if, you know, whether, you know, additional vehicles, maybe you got, you know, bought some toys, have a, you're looking at a second home or an income property or something, so.
Or that boat or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we were kind of, we were talking before we got started here on the show, and, you know, I asked this funny question, because I do that sometimes, and I'm like, farmers insurance, do you only insure farmers? But that's kind of the history of the agency way back when.
Yeah, originally it was back in 1928. It was basically farmers insuring other farmers. They kind of had a, I guess you call it sort of like a co-op model of business. A reciprocal insurer is actually what it's called. But
mm-hmm.
Without getting too much into the weeds, so yeah, it actually started out as, you know, they were farmers, so. Hence
well,
the name.
There's a lot of ranches out here, and so that's probably an area, the livestock and all that, that can be covered under some of these policies.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, there's, especially the livestock is kind of an interesting business because, you know, it's like, I mean, literally you have, you
yeah.
know, your assets out there running around on four legs. But yes, they are insurable.
I don't know. That's interesting to think about for us that don't have them. Can we insure our little dogs?
Actually, yes, and farmers, believe it or not, we have pet insurance. It's kind of like a, you know, like major medical program. I mean, that's, you know, so yeah, I mean, believe it or not, we can, you know, insure your dog or cat.
Well, see, there you go. I learned something today. Well, they can, you know, sometimes they become your kids, especially when your kids move out. And
mm-hmm.
so for a lot of people, that's important and it can add up with the vet bills and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners about your agency?
Well, like I say, just, you know, we're, open for business and, you know, we're, you know, aggressively looking for new clients and, definitely, you know, give us a call at 778-4640 or come by the office at 1945 Commerce Center Circle in the Prescott Lakes Commerce Center. We're there, you know, Monday through Friday and available by appointment after hours.
That's super. So what is, what's your favorite aspect of your job?
I just enjoy, one, you know, we have a great group of clients and, you know, most of the people are, you know, a real joy to work with. And it's, you know, I kind of enjoy what, cause sometimes people have like aha moment when you kind of explain to them, you know, why is this, you know, coverage or why is, you know, why is my premium, you know, why is my rate being increased? Things like that. You kind of walk them through and then you can kind of, you know, the light kind of kicks on. They kind of understand how the, you know, the business works. Cause I mean, most people just kind of look at the bottom line and say, oh, you know, my insurance went up, you know, why is it, you know, and just, you know, I don't set the rates.
That's well,
done at the corporate level.
Yeah. And again, you know, rates, you know, again, it's all for your protection. And I've always encouraged people, you know, protect your assets. And sometimes, you know, a few dollars here and there could really save you a lot when that something could potentially happen.
Yeah, I mean, insurance is generally one of those products where, you know, you get what you pay for, and mm-hmm. be wary of, you know, discounts or...
Right. Yeah.
You shop by price, like I said, it might come back to bite you.
Yep. So, well, we're so happy to have you be part of our chamber family as well. We welcome you. We thank you for, first of all, I congratulate you on, you know, coming back and being a part of the business community. And, we're here, you know, all of us are here to help you grow your business. And, I know that you're probably on board with the visitor center where Robert is in charge of.
Yep, I'm sure you have a rec car down there, so folks can come down and pick one up.
Works as we speak, so.
Okay, so they'll be there
coming soon. Yep.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for being our guest. We appreciate it.
Oh, great. No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
And we're back, and you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest in the house.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is from LGCY Power, and Mr. Jeff Grubert here representing LGCY Power.
And it's great to be here.
Thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about LGC Power.
So LGCY Power is a locally owned company. We're very structured kind of like a franchise where we are locally owned, but we service and we install a national product. So it's very similar to like an insurance company or something like that. But we work in the renewable energy field that we restore. We install renewable energy systems that help people become independent with their energy needs for a home.
Can you talk about that a little bit? What that means for some of our listeners, renewable, what sort that out for us?
Sure. So I guess the first thing I'll say is that the utilities are continuing to charge more and more for power, and people are not getting any more for it. So a lot of people are just living in the dark, and they're afraid to turn their lights off, and they're being restricted on being told when to use power. So what we do is there's been a state mandate that basically is instructing utilities to offer people a choice on how they get electricity for the first time in history. So for the last 12 years, we've been installing at no cost for a homeowner a renewable system that goes with the home. It's not tied to them personally. It's a no-cost upgrade to their house. And what that does is it gives them a lock for their electricity rates, as well as a buyback from the utility. So currently APS is buying power at almost 12 cents a kilowatt. So what happens is people get credits, and when they get those credits, that means they can use power whenever they want. So it gives them freedom to live in their home, no longer have to worry about the time at which they're buying power. So renewable power is the solar, free sun, it's free energy from the sun. And you're seeing this pop up all over the place because there's no longer any upfront cost to do it.
And how did you get into this business? You said this is a privately owned business, or
So it's like I said, it's like a franchise. Okay. But so the way I got into it was kind of a very strange way. I was in the entertainment business for 30 years, and then my mother passed away, and the DVD entertainment platform was also went away with internet. So we were in a special interest entertainment business. So I kind of ended up without a job is what happened. And I ended up in a wilderness-based program at middle age, at 50 years old, and ended up doing a lot of work in the wilderness and came to realize that we're in trouble. The earth is in trouble. So this is kind of my personal passion. It's not the reason why most people go solar. But my personal passion was maybe in the second half of my life, I can do something to contribute and help the earth, basically. So it's just one way of looking at it.
Well, I'm here to tell you the 50s are the new 30s. So
yes. And I can tell you I'm the oldest guy in the company. Everybody doing renewable power is in their 20s and 30s, and it's super fun. That's where we come up with the LGCY. It's kind of a hip way of doing business now, but it's actually legacy power.
Okay, well, that's what we were kind of, yes, Robert was asking, like, what is that? I'm like, I don't know, we'll ask him when he gets here, so that's awesome.
And I think I should mention that we are a certified partner with Sunrun. So Legacy Power is the local name, but Sunrun is the national name that we represent. Sunrun is a $2.1 billion company. They're based out of San Francisco. They've been in business a long time. They are the fastest-growing solar company in the country. They're traded on NASDAQ. And what we do is we just offer the best product that's in the industry, and we focus on that. So really what we are is customer service reps, because when people go solar, it's a mini construction project, and they need to have somebody on the ground that can help them walk through the process.
Now, are you with them? So solar's on the building, we're good, and then, like, something goes wrong, is that – You take care of it from start to finish, all that?
Great question. Yes. Yeah. In fact, your studio, I think, is solar powered. That's what I heard. Is that true?
Yep, I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Solar is right here on this building. We have commercial solar for people in business. But also, we do the customer service aspect. There's a lot to do, and it takes 4 months to go solar. So the first 2 months is pretty much on the ground, helping people to work through those issues. They don't really have to worry about anything. We do it all. And then after install, Sunrun has a maintenance plan that basically takes care of all the maintenance and the upkeep of the entire system for 25 years. So it's they stand behind their product, basically.
Wonderful. Now, is there anything that you're involved in right now from the community aspect that you'd like to talk about?
Yes. So Legacy Power is a big sponsor of a lot of community events. So whether it be a nonprofit event or downtown Prescott events, we also work with HOAs. We do events for HOAs, so we'll come in and do a presentation. We also work with the Earth Day people. I don't know if you know that event, a huge event downtown.
Yep.
So anywhere there's an event, you'll hopefully find us. And then the other thing we really see is that when somebody moves away from the normal utility and goes solar, they really are doing the community a huge favor. They're also helping the utility, and that's because there's a bigger and bigger demand for power, and APS is having a hard time delivering that power to all the new people moving here. So when you go solar, you basically are, at no cost to the utility, giving the utility a 12-cent rate for power where they can then turn around and sell it to your neighbors. So our business is very much it really is about community. And the last thing I'll say about that is our community happens in the home. Like, we really do, we do one-on-one home consultations, and that's how we have to literally meet with people in their homes.
So if someone wanted to say, they just came out of the blue and said, I'd like to get solar panels on my roof, what would be their first step?
They would just call us. We have a local phone number. It's Legacy Power. We're at 333 South Montezuma. But The phone is really the best way to reach us. It's 928-613-2344.
It always amazes me in Arizona or in the West how many homes do not have solar panels. And it seems to me like when they build a new house that it should be part of the plan, I would think.
In California, that's already happening.
I know
happening.
It is in California.
Yeah. We're currently talking with Dorn Homes and Carrington Homes. They have been wanting to offer solar to customers when the new builds. The problem is the cost has been a problem in the past where somebody would have to add another $25,000 to $30,000 on the cost of the home, and that's where the exit is. So when our company comes along and we show them that there's no cost, all you're doing is locking a cheaper power bill every month, it's a lot more, it's obviously more affordable. It just makes more sense. Mm-hmm. The goal here is not to put a whole bunch of money into solar because people usually don't know how long they're going to be in their house. So the idea is just to get a locked rate so you can enjoy your house more.
How long does a solar panel usually last on a home?
Great question. So solar technology has gone through the roof. It's better and better all the time. Currently, the panel systems that we're putting on roofs will last 35 to 40 years. What I tell homeowners is that at this point we have warranties on the product, so it really becomes a non-issue. Not only are they built to last, but if there is something that goes wrong with them, we'll come up and replace them at no charge.
Cool. So if someone had a 25-year roof, would it be in their best interest to replace the roof before putting the panels?
Again, great question. We have a program that will actually come out and look at the roof before we install, and if there is a new roof needed, we'll make them an offer to be able to. We have a special financing option where people with no money out of pocket can just add a little bit to their electric bill, basically, the solar payment, and that'll cover all the costs of the upgrade of the roof as well.
Wow, so you take care of just about everything.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I've heard that they have, and I don't know if this is true, you know how you have the normal roof tile?
Yes.
Is there panels that like that now, too? Or I don't know if that's something that your company...
Our company does not do that.
Okay. I've heard about it. I don't even know
probably
if it exists.
So Tesla... back a year and a half ago, actually did a press conference and showed that these tiles existed. But since that press conference and the stock market, the Tesla stockholders bought SolarCity, they then dismantled the solar department. So it was they're out there, but the cost is like $62 a square foot. It just is not an affordable way to go solar unless you're super wealthy.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but it's a great question because they look really cool, but it's just a technology that's a long ways
away. Right, and I wasn't sure where you were at with it, so thank you.
Well, no, that's okay. I was the Tesla rep up here for 2 years.
Good deal. So. Is there anything else? What is the most rewarding aspect of what you do?
Well, like I said, I'm pretty passionate about it. When I went solar, I flipped the switch. I felt the energy change in my home. I have three girls at home, and obviously my wife, and we live differently in our home. And the main part is clean energy. It just costs less. I have total control of my electric bill. And so when I walk into someone's home and they're living in the dark and we can get the lights on and they can start enjoying their $500,000 home or $1 million home for the first time, really enjoy living in their home. If I can bring that excitement to them and they make that switch, when I see people in town, they give me big hugs and they say, you know, Jeff, thank you so much. You freed us from this energy crisis we're in with our utility. And we now have the freedom to use power at a better price.
Wonderful. So if you want to share with our listeners your contact information again, I think we're running out of time here.
Sure. It's a direct line to my cell. It's 928-613-2344. And we are based in the northern Arizona area. We'll service as far as your microphone waves are going today. So
wonderful. Well, Jeff, thank you for being on the show today. It was great to have you. And welcome to the Chamber family as well.
Thank you.
Anything we can do to help you, we're here to serve.
Thank you. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Attorney General's Office is warning residents about a scam involving Social Security.
Con artists pretending to be from Social Security are using several different methods to obtain Social Security numbers and gain access to financial information.
In one, the caller claims that your Social Security number has been linked to a crime or some type of illegal activity. The caller then says the number has been blocked and that you will need to pay a fee to reactivate it.
Spokesperson Katie Connor says Social Security does not suspend or block numbers. In another scam, the caller claims someone has been using your Social Security number and your bank account could be seized. In some cases, the callers actually spoof their phone number to make it seem like they are calling from Social Security. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The Coconino County Sheriff's Office has many unanswered questions after an inmate was found dead inside of his cell at the county jail.
We don't suspect suicide or any foul play.
Commander Matt Figueroa says efforts to save the life of 20-year-old Kyle Martinson were unsuccessful after he was found unresponsive during a routine welfare check.
He was currently being housed by himself. So part of that investigation would involve if there were other inmates in the area, they would be interviewed by the Criminal Investigations Division.
Figueroa says there were no signs of trauma. They're hoping an autopsy will help them determine what happened. It's the Arizona Coyotes visiting Montreal to play the Canadiens and their former teammate, Max Domi. And the puck drops at 5:30 this evening on KQ&A. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott, continues on KQ&A.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, folks. This is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry.
And we have a great guest right now. We've been having a lot of fun talking off the air, so let's bring him on.
Yeah, we've been having a good time here. We have John Duff here representing Immaculate, and it is Immaculate, Auto Detail. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we jump into the detail part of it.
Yeah, so like you said,
the details. You like that?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. So my name, obviously, like you said, is John, and I live here in Prescott, and I have a wife and a little dog, and I have a 18-month-old daughter.
Wow.
And I have a son on the way that'll be here in April.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, some of my hobbies are obviously running my business.
Yeah.
And I enjoy working out and really involved with my church and just hanging out with friends. I like going out to eat.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Pomeranian.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the family. And
how long
have you owned the business?
We've been in business for a year now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, that's a big, you got a young family and, you know, and the dog, of course.
Yes.
And you're starting this business. How did you get into the business?
Well, it really started back, you know, when I was like 16, my dad bought me, you know, my first car, and so excited about it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of car was it?
It was a 1988 Honda Civic.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it was clean.
A little hot rod.
Yeah, and I just was so happy to have it because I'd been bugging him for about 2 years, you know, all the way since I was 14. He's like, Dad, you going to buy me a car? And I'm 16. You're gonna buy me a car? And so finally I got a car, and one of my hobbies was just like every day I would be out there washing it, waxing it, mm-hmm. you know, dressing the dash and cleaning the car, just keeping it, you know, mm-hmm. immaculate. And it kind of started with that, you know, started just as a hobby, taking care of my own cars. And, you know, eventually, you know, I'm kind of an entrepreneur. I'm into business and running businesses and stuff like that. And I just saw a need in Prescott for a good auto detailing service. And I already kind of, you know, had experience doing it. And so I wanted to start a business here.
Yeah. Are you from the Prescott area?
No, I'm actually from Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're still good with that.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to know because I love hearing about those stories of, well, I love it that you're a young family that moved in here and you've opened up your business.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, I love it here.
It is. Isn't it great here?
It's great here, yeah.
Especially if you like the outdoors and the hiking and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I do. I'm looking forward to that this summer, actually.
Yeah, it's fun
spring.
Stuff. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got to hike through the Dells a little bit, and it's beautiful.
It is.
There's a lot of new trails in the Dells.
Yeah.
Have
really
you been out there lately?
Last time I was out there was in October, I think.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, so tell us, tell us what kind that we were, tell us about all the detailing that you can do.
Okay. Yeah, so we're, you know, full service auto detailing shop. We also have a mobile service. So, we're located in Prescott off of Iron Springs Road, right across from the Prescott Gun Club. And that's where our shop is. And then we also have a van. We have our own water and power, and we service, autos, RVs, boats, planes, motorcycles,
kayaks,
kayaks,
mountain bikes.
Yeah, pretty much anything.
We're
you
only
want.
Kidding. Oh, well,
we can detail it.
I don't think anybody would turn any business down. So.
Yeah, we do. You know, camping trailers, mm-hmm. fifth wheels.
See, folks don't think about that when they think about auto detailing. And it's like, and I didn't either until you got here. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. They do have four wheels on them, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that you also had a mobile part of your business as well. So that's fantastic. So that people can, you can just go right to them and detail their, whatever their needs are.
Yeah.
Whether
you guys
their
might
home,
have seen our
office.
Bright blue wrapped immaculate van driving around town. Yep.
And it is immaculate.
Thank you.
Very good. So I have to ask, what's your favorite car that you've detailed?
Probably, we've done some pretty cool off-road vehicles.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's some people with some pretty cool Jeeps and Rubicons around here.
Oh, yeah.
So that's been, we've made some dirty Jeeps look really good.
Uh-huh. They get dirty, too, those Jeeps,
too. They do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've done a Ferrari that was pretty cool and a couple Bentleys.
Mm-hmm.
So those were both really fun, made for some good pictures. We've done some old school rides too that we've gotten ready for car shows and, you know, that have been, we've gotten ready to be shipped and sold off at different car show auctions around the nation and stuff. So yeah, on our Instagram at, Immaculate Detail Prescott, you can see a lot of those cars that we did.
Yeah, the Barrett Jackson was just in town, well, in the state at least, and that must just draw from all over.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And we get a lot of visitors that are coming in for that, and we'll come on down to Prescott too.
Yeah.
To have a day trip, so that's pretty cool stuff.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm familiar with this because I'm originally from the Detroit area, and obviously the Big Three was there, so auto detailing and taking care of cars is a very important piece of the vehicle and all the other services that you provide as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I wish I could have gone to Barrett Jackson this last weekend, but weren't able to make it down. So.
Yeah. It's a tough one. It's on our list of to do as well.
Yeah.
But there's all
Maybe
kinds of other things too. You know, a lot of car shows in this area too, a lot of clubs and
yeah, we
all
have
of
a lot
that.
Of cars for you at the detail here in Prescott.
Yes, yes, so that's true for sure.
That's fun stuff. Is there anything else about your business you want to share with our listeners? Something specific that they might be thinking about, like what we should be doing with our cars during this time of season?
Not really. I just like to say that, you know, we really, in our business, we strive to really, get perfection with every job. We try and do a really good job on every car. We really care about our customers and we care about the work that we're doing. And, you know, really our goal is just to create clients that are going to use us, you know, over and over, and we can build relationships with the people. That's one of like the things I really like about the business is just working with all the great people in Prescott and building relationships with them and servicing their vehicles. So, you know, if anyone's out there and they they're looking for a good service, someone that could take good care of their car, we would love to help them.
And let's talk, you know, a lot of times maybe some of our listeners might not understand what that detailing means, because it can be outside and inside, right? It could be the full package, or I'm sure you have many other options for a customer.
Like scratches.
Oh, yeah.
Minor
dents.
Yeah,
so we do everything from full-service car wash, which would just be like we vacuum the inside, wash the outside, dress your tires, and clean your wheels, to all the way to, you know, doing a full detail where we shampoo your carpets and your seats and treat your leather and put UV protectant on things so that the Arizona sun doesn't crack them and wax the outside of the cars. You know, you see a lot of those cars driving around in Arizona with the paint all, you know.
I've seen a lot of those. Certain colors on
the
roof.
Yeah.
Usually the paint has, you know, faded because of the sun. So, you know, it's also important to keep wax on your vehicle, you know, and to maintain it if you want to keep it from, you know, deteriorating over time. Also, a lot of times, you know, the car wash is a cheap way to go through the car wash, but you'll notice, it never gets like inside your wheels or maybe underneath in your fender walls, doesn't wipe out your door jams, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, every few months is a good idea to, you know, we can come in and we can clean out all the cracks and crevices, all of your compartments, you know, your cup holders and get your car in good condition again.
Cool. Wonderful. Now, I know it's the winter season here in Arizona, a little different than where I came from, but there's things that they're putting on the roads right now. So, you know, like during those times when there's some black ice issues, probably want to make sure that stuff is get that undercoating taken care of, you know, to clean that off.
Yeah, definitely.
It, does,
you
it is
that
mixed with salt. It is mixed
possible.
With salt. That
is it salt? Yeah.
They do mix
the
it.
The cinders?
Yeah, it cinders
has
and salt.
Some kind of a chemical to mm-hmm. it. I don't think it's like it was years and years and years ago, you know, when the,
right.
you just rot out your car like back east.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you still want to get that stuff off.
Be, oh.
You do, yes.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah, you want to get that off as soon as possible for sure. So
definitely.
So wintertime is not a time to not wait and get your car detailed. So.
No.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. It's good to do it. You know, it's good to keep a coat of wax on your vehicle. Like every 3 months, you want to wax your vehicle to keep it from getting, you know, hard water spots and, you know, the sap that's around here can stick to your paint and it can ruin your clear coat. Mm-hmm. Even having bugs on your car for too long can damage your clear coat. Mm-hmm. So the wax basically provides a sacrificial layer for your vehicle
mm-hmm.
That basically protects your clear coat. And it wears down every few months, and you want to reapply it and keep it on there if you really want to keep your paint nice and keep the value of your vehicle high.
So every 3 months for getting the vehicle waxed?
Yeah, every 3 months, and I would say at least twice a year.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It kind of depends on how much you're driving your vehicle and mm-hmm. if you have a garage and... You know, if you're going back and forth to Phoenix like every day or something like that, definitely every 3 months, you know.
That is one thing we noticed is a lot of bugs in this, like, get right on your vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more, a lot different than where we...
A lot of bugs and a lot of rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of bugs,
you'll probably
rocks.
See a lot of pings.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
Does your company have anything that you're involved in or upcoming that you want to share with our listeners today?
You know, we've just been so busy that we haven't done a whole lot, you know, as far as like getting into shows, you know, like mm-hmm. the home show and the different, conventions and stuff that are going on around in town. But that's one of our goals this year is to maybe visit some mm-hmm. more car shows, maybe have a booth mm-hmm. down there, get to know, that community better and, be more involved in getting some of those mm-hmm. conventions and getting to know some more of the businesses around town and stuff like that. And, looking forward to the spring and the summer. It really picks up, and we'll be out there a lot more. So.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You'll have an immaculate auto detail at the car shows.
Yeah.
I think that'd be super.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to give a hint because I'm sitting here thinking, and hopefully somebody's not listening, that I don't want to hear this, but Valentine's Day is coming up, and this would probably be a pretty nice little gift for
I'm sure he has gift certificates
loves their
for
vehicles.
Yes. Yeah, and I was going to say, along with the like we were talking about with the waxing the vehicles and stuff, we also offer ceramic coating. So ceramic coating is basically a hard nano coating that goes onto your vehicle, and it keeps it protected from the elements and from UV damage, makes it somewhat scratch resistant, keeps bird dropping, sap, tar and stuff from sticking to your paint, also makes your vehicle a lot easier to wash. And that's something that lasts for 4 years. It comes with a 4-year warranty guarantee. And so that's a really good product to think about too.
Absolutely. That
I've
sounds
never heard of that ceramic.
Yeah, I have heard of that, and it makes your car look really sharp too. It makes the waxing easier too when you're keeping track of all that.
Yeah, it does. And we're offering $100 off right now too. So if anybody wants to do that,
okay,
just mention that you heard it on the radio show.
Perfect. Well, we're so thrilled to have you. Thank you for being a part of the Chamber family.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate
it. And thanks for cleaning up Prescott.
That's right. Yes. There you go. That's a good one, Robert. He's good at that sometimes. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A at 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and today is Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry.
And the next part of the show is we're going to talk about what's going on here in Prescott.
It's all ours, and there's so much going on here in Prescott.
Why don't you let us know what's going on?
I can throw a few events your way. That's from until February 3rd. At the Prescott Center for the Arts, which is our live theater here at the old church in Prescott, the Secrets of a Soccer Mom. So that's live theater right here in Prescott, and that goes right through February 3rd. And you can get more information on that at their website at www.pca-az.net. This Friday, January 25th, is the Fourth Friday Art Walk, and that's at downtown Prescott Galleries and beyond. From 5 to 7 p.m. That's this Friday.
Oh, cool.
So come on down for that.
Love that.
Linda Ronstadt's here. Sorry, folks. It's just a tribute. Everybody asked me that at the center. Says, Linda Ronstadt's really here. Yes, she's going to be here Friday the 25th also at the Elks Theater at 7 p.m. And more information on that is at PrescottElksTheater.com.
Wonderful. Looks like we've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Hot Shot Crew Learning and Tribute Center. They're going to be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I like this because it's that time of year. On Saturday the 26th, our favorite friend Ken Lane with the Waters Garden Center is having the Wildflowers Ready, Set, Grow.
I love that. Yeah, class. That's really cool.
And then, of course, we can't forget one of my personal favorites is the Prescott Winter Farmers Market. That's up at the high school, Prescott High School, from 10 to 1 on Saturday. And I have to shout out something. I want to really thank the Prescott High School Student Council. They're bringing in a huge Arizona Association of Student Council state convention. They're going to be coming in. They'll be here Thursday through Saturday, and almost every high school in Arizona will be represented in here in Prescott.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
We've even extended the lights, the courthouse lighting, to stay on during that time. So we thank those students and we welcome everyone.
And where can folks get information on that, or students that may be listening?
I would say go to the Prescott
Unified School District.
Yep.
Perfect.
Go to the school district. And let's see here. What else have we got going on? Oh, the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center has act going on Saturday from 7:30. It starts at 7:30.
Uh-huh, that's correct. And the YMCA Dance Studio has an open auditions for, I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right, Capelia?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Yep.
And that's at the YMCA Gymnastic Building, which is right downtown from 1:30 to 5, and that will be Saturday, January 26th. So support your local community, support the kids, come down for the auditions.
Absolutely. And then just another quick thing, on Sunday, January 27th, we have the Palace. We have the second annual historic preservation fundraiser at the Palace.
That should be cool.
Yeah. So.
And that's from 12 to 3.
You bet.
More information on that one is 928-460-2974.
And for our listeners, Robert, if they need more information, where do they go?
More information is on our website, of course, at www.prescott.org. Or come on down to the Visitor Center on Goodwin Street and pick up our first quarter's calendar of events.
Wonderful. And you guys do such a great job of keeping track of everything.
Thank you.
And we appreciate everybody listening to the show today. We've had some great guests, and we really appreciate that. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be back soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.